this whole
thing. Anything that you have.
Yeah. Okay, on a man's face, this would be...
the beard and...
And now, to distinguish this one from this would be your...
Well, right ear and left ear.
Yeah, okay. And this would be my...
lips.
And then the whole thing you talk with...
be your mouth and...
Now, this whole area around here would be...
your neck.
And then you swallow.
Throat would be your throat.
Have you ever heard of anything called you goozle?
Yeah, you call it goozle. And a lot of times they got to call them out. You got to, you say, that person got an Adam apple.
Uh-huh.
You know what an Adam apple is?
Is that the same?
Swallow it, works something down, you know.
Uh-huh.
You see them on men, not
uh-huh.
too many
and
of them
on women.
Not too many on women.
Oh, now, let's see. You call one of these would be...
Well, the upper plate, up the teeth. Well, mine's plate, but yours would be the upper teeth.
Uh-huh.
Lower
and
teeth.
Just one of them, though, it'd be...
one tooth.
One, sure. And this part up here would be...
your gums.
Uh-huh. And this part of your hand...
would be the palm.
Mm-hmm. And one of these would be a...
fist.
And two of them, you say you had two.
Two fists.
And now this, anything like that moves, like your elbow or your wrist, you call that...
well, it'd be...
any part of your body that'll move like that would be your joint.
It'd be your joint, say. It'd be your elbow joint or your wrist joints. It'd be... and a lot of joints in your hand.
In your hand, yeah. Now the upper part of a man's body would be his...
well, it'd be his chest, I guess.
And, then, and these right here...
be his shoulders. And,
let's see, one of these would be... the whole thing here would be...
it'd be his hand.
And two of them, you'd say you had two.
Two hands.
And this would be... this whole thing here would be...
man's leg would be a leg.
Uh-huh. And this front part of your leg that you hit up against things, you call
it... be a shin. And it hurt, generally hurts.
And that's when it hurts. Now, if you squat down... the back part of your leg, like if you squat down like this, the back part of your leg...
your calf. That's, we all always heard you call a calf of your leg.
You
got
her
upper, that's the calf there, and
uh-huh.
this is too up. This is thigh, more
uh-huh.
of the thigh of your leg.
Uh-huh.
And down here would be the calf of your leg.
Have you ever heard anybody say they're squatting down on their hunches or hunkers? Or
on the hunches, and that's when they'd be squatting down
uh-huh.
on their... ankles or knees, or they'd be sitting down on their heels, might
uh-huh.
say just.
And they'd say squatting down on their haunches?
Their
haunches,
yeah. That'd be, that's the way Mother used to milk cows.
Oh, she did?
She'd just squat down there. Yeah. And then she got ready to get up, she got up. But I had missed too.
Well, if somebody had been sick for a while and looked real.
It looked pale.
Uh huh.
And the face would be pale.
Do you ever hear them say peaked?
Peaked?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, when being sick for a good long while, mm-hmm. would look peaked like.
Now, if you were talking about a person who can lift real heavy weights, you'd say, now, he's really...
stout,
uh-huh.
real stout.
Uh-huh. How about if you saw a person who was just real easy to get along with, how would you describe that person?
Well, he'd have a good humor, or uh-huh. he'd be easy to talk to, or he'd be, have a good humor. Everything, and he wouldn't, well, he wouldn't be grouchy.
Uh huh. Good nature.
Be good nature too.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, now what about talking about a boy? Well, a lot of times the teenage boys will be kind of all arms and legs, and they knock into things.
We used to call them spiders. You know, he'd be a long leg,
uh-huh.
long leg, or he'd be a spider leg.
Uh huh.
And we used to have a boy. We called him Spider all the time.
Was he gawky?
No, he'd pretty liberal, pretty lively, but he would just boom.
Uh-huh.
He
uh-huh.
just bones and muscles. He didn't have no meat on his bones.
Uh-huh. Well, sometimes when they're clumsy, what would you call them? Would you say clumsy?
Well, they'll be sort of clumsy and awkward like uh-huh. a lot of times,
uh-huh.
and they can't handle their cells uh-huh. too well if
uh-huh.
they're clumsy like
uh-huh.
that. Generally, they're in their teens, they get that way. And
they,
as they get older, they generally put a little more meat on their bones, and they're a little better man, better. You know, built
uh-huh.
up better than them. Can take care of their more of their bones or more of their handle their feet better.
Uh-huh.
And
well, back in those in earlier days, would people